Welcome to Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Dr. Doctor. I am Dr. John Smith, joined by my wife and partner, Dr. Carla Urban from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc. Well, I'm sure you've heard in the news about the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's new stance on trans fats. It's been a long time coming, but just recently on November 7th, 2013, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced it's now considering removing partially hydrogenated oils. That's the primary source of trans fats from the list of generally recognized as safe, that's GRAS, G-R-A-S, generally recognized as safe ingredients. We want to talk about trans fats today and how long this has really been going on. And you know, we'd also like to give some credit to Dr. Joe Mercola for some of the content today's show. But to get us started, Dr. Irvin, give us a little bit of history.
Well, I've been waiting for this for a very long time. For the past 60 years, saturated animal fats have been wrongfully accused of causing heart disease, despite the mounting evidence showing that saturated fat is actually critical for optimal health, while trans fats are the dietary fat causing the heart disease. Trans fat is found in margarine, in vegetable shortening, partially hydrogenated vegetable oils became very, very popular as a healthy alternative to saturated animal fats like butter and lard around the mid-50s. Its beginning goes all the way back, though, for 100 years to Procter & Gamble's creation of Crisco. That was in 1911. In 1961, the American Heart Association began encouraging Americans to limit dietary fat, particularly those animal fats, in order to reduce their risk of heart disease. In the decades since, despite low-fat diets becoming increasingly part of the norm, heart disease rates have soared. Try trying to get these people off those unnatural fats and back to animal fats is basically impossible because they believe this research.
Well, right. It's pretty common that the government, the FDA tells us one thing is bad for us for such a long period of time. And then, you know, after a certain length of time, the research comes out and you find out, guess what? That's just not true. It's
well,
actually
look at
the reverse. Exactly. Listen, the new ruling by the FDA is the first step toward eliminating those dangerous trans fats. This is a remarkable turnaround. And we really, as natural health professionals, couldn't be more pleased by this proposed change. One of the most common complicating factors that we see in the office is obesity. And overconsumption of trans fats is one of the big reasons why. This is the first step towards the truth, informing consumers that trans fats are primary culprit causing premature death. The World Health Organization has also called for the elimination of trans fats from the global food supply. Unfortunately, the FDA is still holding on to its misguided view on saturated animal fats, urging people to, quote, choose products that have the lowest combined amount of saturated fat, cholesterol, and trans fat. But as we'll discuss in a little bit, you know, this advice may still cause more harm than good. You can't expect much from this department after spending decades really spreading misinformation and creating what equates to self-serving policies. They don't want to look foolish now by admitting their faults.
So what are the hazards of trans fats? Let's talk a little bit about that and why are they so bad. First of all, let me explain exactly what they are. And you probably have a pretty good idea, but they're formed when a hydrogen is added to vegetable oil during food processing in order to make it solidify. Like think about Crisco. This process is known as hydrogenation. It makes fat less likely to spoil, so foods stay fresh longer, they have a longer shelf life, and they have that less of a greasy feel. The end result, however, of this is a completely unnatural fat that causes cellular dysfunction. According to the FDA, 12% of all processed foods contain at least one partially hydrogenated oil, which that means a trans fat. But virtually any food, understand, any food that's made with or fried in partially hydrogenated oils could potentially contain trans fat. That's even if it's not listed on the label, there are so many loopholes that allow for food manufacturers to forgo listing trans fat on the label if it contains less than half a gram per serving. But here's the thing, is they tell you that the serving sizes are smaller than what they really are. So they're saying, oh, it has less than half a percent per serving size, but you're going to eat six of those serving sizes.
As a natural serving.
Exactly. So if you eat a few servings, you're already over. Check the ingredients. Look for partially hydrogenated oil. If the product list says this ingredient on it, it contains trans fats most likely. It's important to keep your intake of trans fats as low as possible. Zero if you can do it. I mean, try not to eat it at all because this really does pose grave health risks. In fact, listen to this. Increasing your daily consumption of trans fats from 2 grams to 4.67 grams increases your risk of heart disease by 30%.
That's a third increase by merely doubling your intake of trans fats from 2 grams, which is pretty small, to 4 grams, which is also pretty
ridiculous.
Small. That's amazing. Ugh. It seems like such a small amount, but It's true. You know, the research is there. Trans fats are really one of the worst things, in my opinion, the worst things we can ingest. Most common foods containing trans fats. Let's go through some of them. You guys think about your diet. Think about what you eat on a regular basis and see if any of these fit the bill. French fries, anything fried or battered, pie crust, margarine, shortening, cake mixes, frosting, ice cream, non-dairy creamers, microwave popcorn, ground beef patties. Not talking about the organic stuff, talking about the frozen stuff. Mm-hmm. Cookies, biscuits, sweet rolls, crackers, frozen dinners, packaged puddings, canned chili. If you're not making it at home, if it comes prepackaged or in a can, it probably contains trans fats. And as we've discussed, even if it says no trans fats, you still have to double check the label. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll discuss more about the timing of the FDA's decision and why hearing something is FDA approved should really always be taken with a grain of salt, so to speak. Stick around. You're listening to Dr. Doctor on 1310 KFKA.
Now, more Dr. Doctor with your host, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Urban Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on Dr. Doctor. If you're just tuning in today, we've been talking about trans fats and the devastating health effects of overconsumption, just how many foods that you find those in, and the FDA's recent ruling. Before we get back into it, I want to give you our number, 970-663-4494. You know, one of the things that patients most commonly need help with is nutritional advice. And chiropractors like Dr. Irvin and myself are excellent sources of information on what to eat and really also what to stay away from. You know, we help patients with nutritional guidance on a daily basis. If that's an area that you struggle in, you could use some help, give us a call. We'd be happy to arrange a consultation with you. Again, 970-663-4494. Other questions not covered in today's show, second opinion, give us a call. We'd love hearing from our radio listeners. Let's talk about one of the most devastating effects of consuming too many trans fats, and that's heart disease. Listen to this. Trans fats may be responsible for up to 20,000 heart attacks annually. According to CDC Director Thomas Frieden, an estimated 5,000 Americans die from heart disease caused by dietary trans fats each year. And another 15,000 will get heart disease as a result of eating too many trans fats. Another CDC statistic suggests that as many as 20,000 heart attacks could be avoided each year by eliminating trans fats from the food supply. That's huge. Trans fats intake, unfortunately, has steadily increased over the past several years. According to FDA estimates, Americans consumed an average of 1 gram of trans fats per day in 2012, compared to 4.6 grams per day in 2013. However, according to the Institute of Medicine, trans fat is unsafe at any level. So it's unsafe at any level, but our consumption of it has increased.
Well, half the time we don't know we're consuming it.
400%, right. We want to go back to the FDA's big decision, though, and unfortunately, it took a lot of pressure to get this train moving in the right direction.
Well, the FDA finally did the right thing, but only once they're their backs were up against a wall. Now, here's the thing to remember is that all this stuff is on television now, but they're not telling you how it all started. You're probably wondering what spurred the FDA to take action now after decades of research keep telling them how harmful the trans fats are. What prompted them to actually do something about it? Well, as it turns out, the agency's decision comes right on the heels of a lawsuit filed by Dr. Fred Kumerow. Now, he's a 99-year-old heart disease researcher who's been studying heart disease for about 60 years. He first wrote about the hazards of trans fats all the way back in 1957, and Dr. Kumerow filed a citizen's petition with the FDA in August of 2009 to have these trans fats banned.
Yeah.
This was based on scientific evidence of harm. Now, the agency is legally required, this is the law, to respond within 180 days. 4 years later, no response had been issued, so he was forced to resort to suing the agency. Now, according to an August 13th, 2013 report by foodnavigator.com, he is seeking a judgment declaring that the FDA's failure to ban the use of partially hydrogenated oils and its delay in issuing a final response to his 2009 petition violated the Administrative Procedure Act and the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. He also sought quote, an order compelling the FDA to respond to his petition and to ban partially hydrogenated oils.
This guy's mad. He's got every reason to be mad. Legally, they were supposed to respond within 6 months, and four years later, they get back
to him. Nothing. So he started a lawsuit. Now, considering the fact that the evidence of trans fat safety is scant, to say the least, it appears that the FDA had little choice but to do what it should have done years ago, which is address this toxin in the food supply. And it's just too bad that, you know, they have to be sued in order to do what is really their job, and that's to keep consumers safe.
Right. Well, don't be fooled by the outdated advice that saturated fat is the reason that you're having heart disease and trans fat's really not the problem. Saturated fat is not associated with increased heart disease risk. As mentioned earlier, while the hazards of trans fat are now officially recognized, government and health agencies and the medical establishment as a whole are still holding on to the outdated hypothesis that saturated animal fats and tropical oils are bad for your health as well. And really nothing could be further from the truth. And if you care about your health, you'd be wise to reconsider the advice to follow a strict low-fat diet. Mounting scientific evidence supports saturated fat as a necessary part of heart-healthy diet and firmly debunks the myth that saturated fat promotes heart disease. For example, listen, a 2010 meta-analysis, which pooled data from 21 different studies and included nearly 348,000 adults, found no difference in the risk of heart disease and stroke between people with the lowest and highest intakes of saturated fat. That's 348,000 people, and they found no difference. Another 2010 study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that a reduction in saturated fat intake must be evaluated in the context of replacement by other macronutrients such as carbohydrates.
You need this. You need it.
When you replace saturated fat with a higher carbohydrate intake, things like breads, pastas, particularly refined carbohydrate, you can actually exacerbate the insulin resistance and increase your risk of obesity, increase your triglycerides, small LDL particles, and reduce the beneficial HDL cholesterol. That's the good kind. You know, the author states that dietary efforts to improve your cardiovascular disease risk should primarily emphasize the limitation of refined carbohydrate intake and weight reduction. Lose the weight. Stop eating the grains. Stop eating the white flours. Don't give up the saturated fat. It's the carbs that are making people fat. It's the carbs that are giving people heart disease
and
the trans fats.
The fake food.
And how many of the fake foods contain a high level of trans fats?
Yes.
We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll shift gears and talk about how to incorporate a heart-healthy diet and give you some good dietary tips that anyone can utilize to keep yourself as healthy as possible. Don't go away. This is Dr. Doctor on 1310 KFK. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Now, back to Dr. Doctor with your hosts, Dr. John Smith and Dr. Carla Irvin Smith, doctors of chiropractic from Rocky Mountain Spine and Disc.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm Dr. John Smith. We've been discussing trans fats today. You may have recently heard about the FDA's ruling to start banning those. And we've been talking about trans fats and why it's so important to avoid them in your diet. But we want to turn our attention now to what does make for a heart-healthy diet. Dr. Irvin, give our listeners some concrete ideas of where they can make some of these positive changes to their diet.
Okay, let's do it. Let's talk about what really does make for a heart-healthy diet. It's important to realize that saturated fats from animal and vegetable sources provide a number of important health benefits. And your body requires them, and that, like I was saying before, you need this for proper function. It's for cell membranes, liver, immune system, your lungs, your heart, reducing hunger, calcium for your bones, hormones, all genetic regulation, all of this stuff. To prevent heart disease, it's critical to address the insulin and leptin resistance, which is a result of eating a diet too high in sugars and grains, not fats, sugars and grains. As decades of research has shown, dietary fat has very little to do with your heart disease risk, with the exception of trans fat from partially hydrogenated vegetable oils, which, as we said earlier, have been linked to increased heart disease risk, even in small amounts. So to safely and effectively reverse insulin and leptin resistance and thereby lower your heart risk, you need to do a few things. The first one, it's hard. You need to avoid sugar. Start getting it out of your diet. Do it a little bit at a time. Fructose, that needs to go. Grains, we need to reduce those, and all processed foods. Eat a healthy diet that's full of whole foods, what your body really recognizes. If it doesn't come from the ground or eat from the ground, it probably is processed. Ideally organic if you can, and replace those grain carbs with large amounts of vegetables. You can eat as many vegetables as you want. Low to moderate amount of high quality protein. Think organically raised, pasteurized animals. And here in Colorado, for goodness sakes, that's at our fingertips.
Yeah, there's plenty of it available.
There's plenty of it, and it's local. As much high quality, healthful fat as you want, saturated and monosaturated from animal and tropical oil sources. Most people usually need upwards to 50-70% fats in their diet for optimum health. That's a far cry from the 10% that's currently recommended. Now, one of the most important fats in your diet for having that optimal health is animal-based omega-3s. Now, deficiency in this fat can cause or contribute to some very serious health problems, both mental and physical. Besides the animal-based omega-3 fats, other sources of really good fats to add to your diet are avocados, coconuts, coconut oil, butter made from raw grass-fed organic organically handled cows, raw dairy, unheated organic nut oils, raw nuts, organic pasteurized egg yolks, grass-fed meats. If you're not getting enough in your diet, you must use a whole food omega-3 supplement.
Well, here's some more for you. The most effective prevention strategy against heart disease you'll likely ever find is your diet, just like you were talking about, Dr. Irvin.
Huge.
The foods you do and do not eat every day. For example, a Mediterranean-style diet has been shown to be 3 times more effective than statin drugs at reducing cardiovascular mortality. I know how many of our listeners right now take statins. Change your diet, you can eliminate the statins. A Mediterranean-style diet is basically a whole food diet.
And it's good.
And indeed, it's a key for a healthy heart. The answer to your heart disease concerns is to eat real food. You know, this change alone will dramatically reduce the amount of refined sugar and processed fructose in your diet. It'll also address the issue of healthful versus harmful fats in your diet. Besides eliminating processed foods, the following tips, let me give you some more, can help ensure you're eating the right fats for your health. Use organic butter made from raw grass-fed milk instead of margarines and vegetable oil spreads. Mm-hmm. That's full of trans fats. Use coconut oil for cooking. It's far superior to any other cooking oil, and it's loaded with health benefits. benefits. Use olive oil cold, drizzled over salad or fish. For example, you know, it's not ideal to be cooking it, but it's better than nothing if you can choose to have it cold. To round out your healthy fat intake, be sure to eat raw fats, such as those from avocados, like Dr. Irvin was saying, raw right. dairy products, olive oil. Also, take a high-quality source of omega-3 fat, such as tuna or krill oil. We take standard process. Yeah. We sell that in the practice. Our patients experience awesome changes after starting that. Here's an interesting stat. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to talk about – you guys have probably heard about traditional Eskimos. They call – some of them are called the Inuits. Now, I want you to think about their diet. And I just read an article the other day that is called the paradox of their diet. They seem to eat all things that are blamed for heart disease and cancers, meat and fat. Yet somehow they have little to no diseases of modern man. They eat a diet of high in meat and fat and low in fruits and vegetables. They almost get no fruits and vegetables. Now, that's not a good idea, but that's what these people do. And they still have rates of heart disease and cancer that are lower than ours, considerably lower. Now, here's what's sad. Only recently, when more modernization came to them in the form of convenience stores and sodas and stuff, did you see any of the illnesses start to increase that we have here? Once sugar came in, things went bad from there. The meat that they ate was different from the meat that we eat. Theirs is wild, fresh, sometimes even raw seal and other animals that we're probably not going to eat, not to mention that they also eat organ meats, which are exceptionally good. But because the animals were wild and not fed grains and things like that.
Corn.
They contained good amounts of omega-3s and low amounts of omega-6s. Very low in saturated fats.
Well, it's like, you know, the obesity rate in China. How much has that increased since McDonald's entered the picture?
And
there's
huge.
A whole bunch of trans fats in those French fries and those greasy burgers. Listen, guys, keep it out of your diet. Please, please. We want to give you a sincere thank you for tuning in today. If you've got questions about your diet, maybe you've been thinking about talking to someone to get some nutritional guidance, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 970-663-4494. Your diet plays such a major role in your health, and so many of the folks we see with these chronic aches and pains need help with nutrition. We know a lot of you have been calling in with questions, and we want to meet with you all, but appointments are limited, so please only schedule if you're serious about getting some help. 970-663-4494. One more time, 663-4494. We can't wait to hear from you. Don't forget to tune in next week. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend.